Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I'm super excited about today's show. We're going to explore how to launch anything with social media, from a blog to a podcast to a product or a service. Even if you have nothing on the horizon that you plan on launching, you can use these techniques to celebrate a milestone, such as a birthday for your business or a certain number of subscribers for your product or service or anything else that you can think of. Speaking of milestones, today marks episode 104 of our podcast. Now, you might be asking, what's the big deal about 104? Well, for you math whizzes, what's 104 divided by 2? 52. How many weeks are there in a year? 52. We are celebrating 2 years of our podcast. And this is a big deal because this means that we have been delivering every single week consistently for 2 years, original content to you. And I know that many of you listening right now have listened to every single episode of the show. Whether you're new to the show and you've gone back into the archives or whether you've been with me from the beginning, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do this show for you. Now, moving on to the show. I'm going to share today a launch that we did not related to Social Media Examiner, outside of the social media space completely, in the parenting space. And I'm going to share how we planned the launch, how we use social media to make it go, and what worked, and frankly, what did not work. And it's my hope that you find new tips and ideas and inspiration as I share this story with you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
With that, let's transition over to that right now. For those of you that don't know, my background, I actually wrote a book called Launch. And over the last 18 years or so, I've launched a lot of different things. Social Media Examiner, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, My Kids Adventures, the Parenting Adventures Podcast, lots of products like Social Media Marketing World, Social Media Success Summit, and the list goes on and on and on. And along the way, I always experiment and I always try new things and I always try to figure out how I can take what I'm doing to the next level. And one of the things that I often do, I belong to a mastermind group and I often share what I discover with the mastermind group. And they said, you know, you really ought to consider sharing some of these things with your podcast community because they probably would love it. So that was kind of the underlying inspiration for today's show. And let me start by telling you, this is going to be a little organic, but I'm going to literally go through all the kinds of things that I've done to launch our most recent launch, which was the Parenting Adventures Podcast. And just to give you the quick 30 second, the Parenting Adventures Podcast is a podcast that's affiliated with our sister property, My Kids Adventures. So it has very little overlap with Social Media Examiner. We are targeting moms and dads and grandparents who want to have fun with their kids. So that's the quick 30-second overview. So let's get into the launch process. The first thing that I did was I put together a PowerPoint presentation for our internal team, for people on our internal team. Now, if you don't have an internal team, because maybe you're a one-person show, well, it doesn't really matter. You can prepare these kinds of ideas and present them to a friend or present them to yourself. But just the process of going through what I'm about to share with you, I think is very, very important. The first thing that we did was identify what the audience is that we wanted to target. We knew based on the research that we've done, because we do an annual survey every year of people at Social Media Examiner and people at My Kids Adventures. So we kind of asked in a survey, do you listen to podcasts? And then we later in the survey asked, are you a mom or a dad? So we were able to determine, for example, that dads listen to podcasts more than mom, but they're both interested in the show. So that was important for us to know, because it told us right off the bat that the vast majority of our audience who are moms do not listen to podcasts. So that meant we had to take that knowledge and use that in an appropriate way and resize kind of our expectations. Excuse me. And we compared that, for example, to the people that listen to this podcast, which are predominantly female. Surprisingly, it's a very different audience. Okay, so then what we did was I identified what is our biggest asset. Whenever launching anything, I believe that you should, what I'll call tag-along marketing. You hopefully have built an audience somewhere, somehow, on your blog, with your newsletter, with an existing podcast. And the hope is that this asset that you own is something that you can use and you can tag along or piggyback on top of it some of your marketing efforts. I knew that our biggest asset for launching the Parenting Adventures podcast was this podcast. And this podcast has a very large listenership and a very large following. So I knew this was one of our biggest assets. And I also knew it was one of the biggest learning experiences, because we've been doing this show for 2 years. We did not launch this in a sophisticated kind of way like we did the Parenting Adventures podcast. So then what I did was I took a look at kind of who we're up against. And I basically looked at the kids and family category and identified Sesame Street and Adventures in Odyssey and all these other podcasts that are really established brands that have been around there forever. And I knew that's who we were up against. Then what I did was I told my team, okay, this is kind of what the show is all about, because we need to wrap our heads around it. So it was a very simple, like, you know, it's a 30-minute interview show followed by a fun activity. So at a very high level, these are the kinds of questions that you want to start with, is who are we trying to reach? What are we trying to reach them with? Then we had a launch date, and we launched on Friday, June 13th, which just so happened to be during the World Cup soccer, one of the World Cup soccer games, which in hindsight probably wasn't ideal. But we designed our launch to be a few days before Father's Day and literally right around the start of summer, because we knew parents were going to be looking for fun activities. And we had this meeting about a month before. So then what we did was we said, okay, how can we, and I thought about this a lot, how can we best launch the podcast? And one of the best assets that I feel like we have beyond the obvious are the relationships that we have built. So what I decided to do was identify different camps of people that we could reach out to and ask for support. And you might be thinking about the same thing. Who are these camps? One of the obvious camps was staff for our company and contractors that work for our company. So my assistant worked with me to put together a list of all those staff and contractors, which is about 40 people. Then what we did was we identified allies from the My Kids Adventures website. And these are people that our marketing team have been building relationships with for a year, and that website is a year old. So we identified those as bloggers, other podcasters. Then we also, in another camp, came up with all those who write for My Kids Adventures, because they have a vested interest. And then the last camp were personal friends of mine. So we basically put together these lists, and some of these lists had 100 people on it, some had 200, some had 40, some had 20. And then what we did was we cross-collated all these lists and assigned different people to communicate out with the people on those lists. And I'll share with you a little bit more later about how we reached out to those people. The other thing that we did was we decided to experiment with something called a Thunderclap campaign. And you may, if you've been listening to the show, have heard of Thunderclap. Thunderclap is a website where you go there and you give the website, it's basically an app, permission to share a tweet on Twitter on a very specific day or a Facebook update, but most people use it for Twitter. And I thought it was a very promising idea. So we put a lot of weight on ultimately asking those people that agreed to help us to participate in our Thunderclap campaign. And I'll elaborate on the Thunderclap campaign a little bit later. I also thought about other things that were kind of in our pipeline. We had a friend who owned a magazine called iBlog Magazine, Matt Cherry, and we did a trade where he put an advertisement in his magazine for My Kids Adventures. And in that ad, we had a little thing that said, listen to podcasts, and we had a little ad for the Parenting Adventures podcast. The other thing that we knew from Social Media Examiner is that we get a lot of people coming to My Kids Adventures. We've had about almost 500,000 people visit My Kids Adventures, and they come because they're drawn in by the articles. But again, playing off of this piggyback concept, the idea is that if people come, they might discover along the way that you have something more to offer. So on Social Media Examiner, we have our podcast mentioned all over the place. So we decided to do the very same thing. For example, we added it to our navigation bar at the top of the page. We added it to our sidebar on the side of the page. We added it to our About Us page. We added it all over the place because we knew that someone who comes might discover this thing that we have. Another thing that I did was I put together a Help Us Spread the Word page. I'm going to go into what that is in a little more detail, but I wanted a place that I could point these few hundred friends that would give them everything that they would need to promote the show for us if they chose to. And on that page, I created a little video of me talking and thanking them for their participation and explaining what was going on that page. In addition, the plan was to write an article for Social Media Examiner about how to actually launch a podcast. I decided not to do that. Instead, I decided to do a podcast on it. So this podcast will turn into an article that lives on Social Media Examiner. And this podcast is about how to launch, but the subject of this podcast is the Parenting Adventures podcast. So in some regards, this show is educational marketing, right? Because you're learning how to launch, and maybe as you're listening, somebody might either listen or read the article and discover the Parenting Adventures podcast. So you could argue that this actually is an indirect form of marketing that I'm doing right now with you. But obviously it's much more than that. So there was lots of other things that we thought about doing. We thought about doing a Facebook contest, but we decided against it. We thought about doing something on Pinterest, but we decided against that. We just didn't have enough time. We considered doing a remarketing list, and remarketing means people that have visited My Kids Adventures. We could remarket on Google or on Facebook and say, hey, did you know we had a podcast? We didn't have time to do that either. But we did have time to do a teaser campaign to our email newsletter list. So on My Kids Adventures, we have about 5,000 people that get emails from us every time we have a new article. So in that email, we said, we've got something exciting coming soon, and we didn't say what it was. So that's kind of a teaser. So a lot of this stuff that I've just talked about was all the preparatory work that's necessary that had to all be figured out in order to be ready for the day of the launch. So on the day of the launch, we decided to do a lot of different things. And I'm going to share what we did on the launch. But first, what I want to do is share what we actually did in the creation of some of these assets in preparation for the day of the launch. So let me do that right now. Okay, so I want to share with you this launch page that we put together. First of all, you can visit My Kids Adventures and KIDS Adventures, all plural, mykidsadventures.com/podcast. podcast-launch. That's the minus sign, podcast minus sign lost. Launch. Sorry, mykidsadventures.com/podcast-launch. I got lost in the launch. Okay, so on this page is a plethora of information, and you should check it out after you're done listening to the podcast. But it starts out with a welcome video. As a matter of fact, I'll just play that welcome video. It's very short, so you can hear it. Hey there, Mike Stelzner, founder of mykidsadventures.com and host of the brand new podcast, Parenting Adventures. I'm coming to you from the Parenting Adventures studio where all the magic happens. And I just want to say thank you so much to you for agreeing to help spread the word about this new podcast. As you can see, my office is a little messy because I'm frantically working to prepare for the launch of this new show. Anything that you can do to help get the word out would be greatly appreciated. On this page, you'll find all sorts of references and links. And I just want to say thank you in advance for agreeing to help spread the word. Okay, so while I was filming this video, I had my iPhone hooked onto a little device and I spun around in my chair slowly so people could see what my office looked like just to kind of keep them engaged in the video. And it's pretty cool. You have to see how I did it because it's a little behind the scenes kind of video, very short. So on this page, I literally have step one, step two, step three, and then visual assets. And the reason I set it up this way is because I knew that these were my friends that I was sending to this page, and I wanted to make it brainless, effortless for them. And in the step one, it said schedule a social share. And I had instructions on how they could go ahead and participate in our Thunderclap campaign. And it was very easy, and I had screenshots showing them what buttons to push and everything. Step number two was tweet about the show now. And I actually pre-crafted a tweet that says, help my friend Mike underscore Stelzner, which is my Twitter ID, with the launch of his new Parenting Adventures podcast, and then had a bit.ly URL. But then in parentheses, I had clicked tweet now. And what I did is I went to clicktotweet.com, configured the URL, and made it into an HTML link so they could literally, with one click of a button, tweet about this immediately to their friends. And then I had a ninja tip. I said, include the below image in your tweet. Some of my friends obviously are very savvy social people, and I knew that they might know how to do a picture tweet. So I included an image and I explained how to download the image. In addition, if they were going to tweet about this after the launch of the show, I had a couple extra tweets that talked about how the show was already launched and that they could effortlessly participate. Now, one thing I want to stop right here and explain. Friction is not your friend when it comes to helping getting other people to help you. By making it so effortless that with the click of a button, they can do things, this moves them along the path from saying, yes, I'll help, to actually doing something. And I found over many years of marketing that this is one of the reasons why so many people are able to help us whenever we have anything that we're launching. Step three was other ideas. And in this section, I had Facebook and Google Plus updates with images, and I actually gave them the pre-crafted text. I also said, share this video, this YouTube video, and I created a little YouTube video. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's just a minute and a half, but the context of this video is I took my daughter out into the hills behind my house, and I'll let you hear it right now. Hey there, Mike Stelzner, host of the Parenting Adventures podcast, and I'm joined by my oldest daughter, my 12-year-old. So we're going on a little adventure. First of all, we're doing our very first outdoor video shoot together. And you can see we're just kind of out here in the wilderness. We're going to go for a little walk. Let's head up that hill right there, okay? Don't worry about it. Let's go up this hill. So listen, the reason I'm coming to you today is because I'm starting a brand new podcast called Parenting Adventures. And I'm a dad of three kids, ages 6, 9, and 12. And I could totally use your help getting the word out about this show and even listening. It's a show that's designed to help busy parents like myself have fun adventures with their kids. And it's a really simple premise. The fact of the matter is that so many of us work so hard that we're out of juice by the time, you know, we're done working, whether you work out of the house or whether you work inside the house. My hope is with the show, we're going to interview some of the leading psychologists and parents doing really cool things and empower you to have a lot of fun with your kids wherever you are, whether you've got a wilderness behind your house like we do, or whether or not you just want to do something in your house or in the backyard. So would you consider subscribing to the show? You can discover a lot more at mykidsadventures.com/podcast. mykidsadventures.com/podcast. And be sure to subscribe to us on Stitcher and on iTunes. And
be sure to listen to my dad's show.
All right, you heard it from her. Listen to my show. Thank you so much.
Okay, so there you have it. You can hear the wind and you can hear the birds in the background. I included the, and by the way, how I made that video was I just had a couple of thoughts that I taped to the camera, which was my iPhone, that were just kind of, you know, very simple, like this is my request and this is why the show is something you might want to check out. So I'm not just asking them to do something, but I'm making the case that, hey, if you can relate to this, then help share the show. I included a link to the YouTube video, so if people wanted to, they could include them in their social updates. In addition, so going back to this social share page under my other step three ideas, I also said, feel free to combine the above text and content below into a blog post. And I had literally a pre-crafted article on this page that was kind of like a press release that they could choose to go ahead and make into an actual article. I also made a short little audio ad that they could actually play if they had a podcast. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and play that.
Dad, I'm bored.
Heard this before? If so, you're not alone.
Grab a torch and join us for Parenting Adventures as we bring fun back to the family.
Visit parentingadventures.com.
Hey there, Mike Stelzner, host of the Parenting Adventures podcast. If you are a parent or a grandparent or anyone who works with kids and you're looking for fun things to do with your kids, then be sure to check out my brand new show, Parenting Adventures. You can find out more at parentingadventures.com. So being a podcaster and having lots of friends who are podcasters, I knew that if I took the introduction to my podcast, which is what you heard, and edited it a little bit and then threw in a little message from myself, that maybe some of my friends who are podcasters might throw that little 30-second audio ad onto their podcast. So as you're listening to this, are you beginning to see how I'm kind of just leveraging all sorts of knowledge that I have about all these friends that I have and all the different channels that we have and trying to use them all in unique and creative ways? In addition, I had a number of visual assets. I had the actual artwork. That's what I call the cover art for my podcast, which is quite visually stunning. I had another graphic that is more of a sidebar kind of graphic. And then I had a really big graphic that someone could include in a Facebook post or in a Twitter post as a Twitter card. And then I also included links to Stitcher and iTunes and the RSS feed and the main page of the podcast. So I really put together what I'll call a very resource heavy page. But, you know, the hope is that somebody will just do at least one of these things and the result would be something really nice. And if we can get lots of people doing them in concert, then you can begin to see how that all works together. So far I've talked about the plan. I've talked about this resource page. Now what I'd like to do is talk about how I went about actually recruiting people and what actually happened. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we had four different buckets, if you will, people that we were going to be communicating with. And we had different people on the team communicating with these people via email, asking for their commitment. So for example, those that are writers for My Kids Adventures, we had our managing editor, Jen Ballard, reach out to them. And I crafted the following script: first name, comma, your help regarding mykidsadventures.com. And then the script was very simple: hi, name, thanks for writing for mykidsadventures.com, plus a personal note. So in every single one of these emails, there was a personal note: thanks so much for your article on glow in a dark bowling, or something to personalize the note. I can tell you I get lots of requests in email, and those that are obviously personalized to me get through. Then came the ask: quick question, colon, Mike, parenthesis, our founder, is launching a brand new podcast called Parenting Adventures on this date. Would you be willing to help us get the word out then? It could be something as simple as a tweet or a Facebook post, comma, really anything you think that could be helpful. Just let me know and I'll send you more details when we approach the launch. And then her name. And then she also said, P.S., the new podcast cover art is attached. So we attached the image to just kind of get people excited about the cover art. And then we had another PS that said, did you know more than 400,000 people have visited mykidsadventures.com since we launched? Pretty cool, huh? So you can see how it's kind of designed to get them excited about it. And every single person was in a spreadsheet, and we notated whether we sent the message, whether they replied to the message, and if they said they'd be willing to help. And we repeated this over and over with a slightly different script for every single different group. For those that were my friends, we did it different. I had my assistant reach out, my assistant Jen, reach out to these people. And those of you that are listening, thank you that chose to do it, that are my friends. And it said, first name, comma, personal request from Mike Stelzner. And then it said, hi, name, Mike asked me to reach out to you. I am his assistant. And then it was a very similar script. You know, he's launching this brand new podcast, da 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 da. Attached to, you know, the cover art. Would you be willing to help in any way? So this went out to literally hundreds of people. And then, you know, let's just say 400 people over the period of about a week. And then we got the list down to, let's say, 200 people who indicated that they'd be willing to help. So this was kind of the priming of the pump. And what we did then is we waited until the final week before the launch. And then what we said was, quick update, colon, Mike Stelzner's Parenting Adventures podcast, dot, dot, dot. Thanks again for agreeing to help Mike get the word out about his Parenting Adventures podcast. And here's how you can participate. And we basically laid out a link to that particular post that I mentioned and told them that there's some very simple one-click things that they could do. And then we did it again on the day of the launch. We said the launch is today. If you've not already done so, please consider sharing it via your social network. We only sent it to those people who said that they were willing to help. Now, you could argue this is good old-fashioned social, right? This is interactions one-on-one with people that have agreed to help commit. And that really did help us quite a bit. In addition to that, we did a couple other interesting things. We sent out an email to the My Kids Adventures email list on the day of the launch. And we also sent out an email to the Social Media Examiner list. Social Media Examiner is 260,000 people, and the My Kids Adventures is 5,000 people. And I'll share with you what we did there, because that was a totally different strategy. Okay, so with the email on each of the lists, for My Kids Adventures, about 2 weeks before the launch, well, actually about 11 days before the launch, we sent a message to the list, and we said, you know, first name, new podcast launch, and your help. And the message was very simple. Hi, first name. I have some exciting news. We're launching our new Parenting Adventures podcast very soon and could use your help. If you visit the link below, and I bolded those words, and agree to share the news, your tweet or Facebook update will be queued and combined with many other people. Then on June 13th, all of those social shares will release, helping the podcast launch with a bang. It takes literally seconds. See, and then we link them through our Thunderclap campaign. So this specific send I did not send them to the promotion page. I sent them just to the Thunderclap campaign. And we had, after the whole Thunderclap campaign was done, we had 227 people that agreed to participate in a Thunderclap campaign with a combined social reach of 1.9 million people. Now, that means that all those Twitter followers added up is 1.9 million people. And some of these people were my friends, like Kim Garst and Ted Rubin, who have hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers, you know, and that stuff adds up. And of course, Social Media Examiner and so on and so forth. I'm going to talk about Thunderclap a little bit more. Don't get too excited about Thunderclap, and I'll share why a little bit later. So that's how we did it for the My Kids Adventure list. But for the Social Media Examiner list, which is a really big list, we sent out an email on June 19th, and that email was different. It said, name, we have a new podcast, exclamation point. And here's what it said. Hi, name, we just launched a brand new weekly show called Parenting Adventures with a hot link right to the show, which is affiliated with our sister property over at mykidsadventures.com. even if you aren't interested in the topic, I would love your help getting the word out. See below. This is very important. In the second sentence, I acknowledge that not everybody on the social media examiner list gives a hoot about parenting. But I said, even if you aren't interested, I could use your help getting the word out below. Now, this is a critical marketing thing that a lot of people don't understand, which is to solicit your list to help you promote, even if they're not interested in the product. I did it with the My Kids Adventures list. I did it with the social media examiner list. And I cannot tell you how many people said, hey, happy to help you since you've delivered so much great content to us over the years, yada, yada, yada. Then I went on to list the show and I showed a thumbnail of the art. And then I talked about how they could subscribe to the show and talked about what the show is. But then at the bottom of that email, I said, help me spread the word. I could use your help. Number one, would you click here to share the podcast on Twitter? And I had a click to tweet created that automatically said, hey, check out Mike Stelzner's new show. And then I said, number two, I would love an iTunes rating or a review. And number three, click here for other ways to get the word out and to see how we launched this show. And that was a little teaser because on that page, a lot of marketers would discover all the cool things we did in preparation for launching for the podcast. So that was just a way to get people excited about our launch and our show, whether they could care less about parenting. And that's something that, you know, most people don't think through when they're actually sending a message out to a list. And that's something we found great success with. Okay, let's talk about how we use social media, both in the pre-launch to kind of get the buzz going and the launch itself. So we've got many different social accounts for Social Media Examiner and My Kids Adventures. And I'll kind of just go through quickly some of the things that we did creatively. On the kids_adventures Twitter account, which is our main My Kids Adventures Twitter account, we did picture tweets launching this week, Parenting Adventures #podcast. By Mike Stelzner with my, you know, @ spread the word here. And we had a link to our Thunderclap campaign. And then, of course, we had the big image. Another one is on Facebook. We took the cover art on the My Kids Adventures page and we said, My Kids Adventures audio podcast will be here 1 week from today. Mike Stelzner, our founder, has been busy in the recording studio, yada, yada, yada. We're excited. Kristen. So in this case, we knew the My Kids Adventures audience probably doesn't know what the heck a podcast is. So we said audio podcast so that they could get the idea. On the Social Media Examiner Twitter account, we said help our founder. And then we had my Twitter ID with the launch of our new podcast. And then we had a link to our podcast launch page and a picture. And this would allow people to go ahead and go to that page as if they were a friend and help us with all those fun things that I had already mentioned. We did another one on that said launching this week, help spread the word. And that one linked directly to our Thunderclap campaign. And we did this quite a few times, on our different Twitter accounts. As a matter of fact, we did it a lot. So the idea here was to really focus people predominantly on the Thunderclap campaign. The hope was that if we could get hundreds of people tweeting all at once, or sharing on Facebook all at once, we could create this big boom. And let me just, since I've teased a little bit, let me just share our experience with Thunderclap. So let me share with you a little bit about what happened with the Thunderclap campaign. The day that the Thunderclap went live, 227 people with varying levels of reach, including people like Ted Rubin and Social Media Examiner and Brian Kramer and many others who have sometimes hundreds of thousands of followers. The total reach of all these people was about 2 million people. So what happened is on June 13th at 1 p.m. Pacific, all these tweets went out at once and some of those actually went out on Facebook. Now, the sad reality of it is it didn't really move the needle for us at all. And to share some of the analytics with you, we had 117 clicks. 117 clicks on Twitter and 58 clicks on Facebook. That is really not very good, to be honest with you. And I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to do the math on this, that we had about 175 clicks, which is pretty much less than one click per person who was part of the campaign. And that is really, frankly, very sad. And the lesson that I learned was I put way too much hope, if you will, on getting everyone to participate in this Thunderclap campaign. And, you know, I put out a lot of effort to get people to, you know, agree to participate in this campaign. And frankly, the outcome was very anticlimactic. And I just don't feel like it moved the needle at all. So that's my experience. And I don't know if it's because on that particular day, there was a big World Cup game going on. I don't know if it's because Twitter doesn't really give as much credence to apps that are scheduling tweets. I don't know if it is maybe just the nature of Twitter and that, or maybe it was the way that I composed the tweet. I don't know. But what I do know is I probably won't use it again. And if I do, I will put a lot less effort on it. So that's the truth. You know, that's the reality. It was radically underwhelming. The other lesson to take home is that maybe putting all your hopes in one social network isn't the solution. Twitter is a massive stream and you have to constantly be out there doing things all the time to make a difference. And Twitter is a highly mobile theme. And maybe just, you know, for whatever reason, nobody gave a hoot. Maybe it was the wrong audience sharing it. You know, I don't know what it was. Other things that we did do that did seem to move the needle is not only on the day of the launch did we have the Thunderclap campaign, but we also decided to share across all of our social networks, including Social Media Examiner, all the different things that we've got going on. For example, on LinkedIn, we've got a lot of people, 16,000, 17,000 followers. And we said, the Social Media Examiner podcast family just got bigger. Today, we launched a new podcast by our founder, me. And here's where you can find out more about it. On Google Plus, we had a really creative headline that said and we got a lot of people following us on Google Plus. I don't know, 90,000 or something. He guides you weekly through the social media jungle on the Social Media Marketing Podcast. Now he's walking with you through a new adventure, help our founder. And then they tagged me with the launch of our new podcast, Parenting Adventures, launching today. Check it out here. And then we had the artwork and a lot of people shared that. On Facebook, we created a cool image. My Kids Adventures audio podcast is live. Check it out. We posted that on the My Kids Adventures page. And we also uploaded that video of me and my daughter as raw video footage right up to Facebook. And this is a little tip you may not realize, but Facebook gives a lot more credence and credibility to video uploaded into Facebook. For example, on the mobile platform, it will pre-play the video when you're scrolling through your mobile device if it's uploaded to Facebook, but it won't if it's a YouTube video. So we decided to upload that video directly into YouTube. On our Social Media Examiner Twitter account, on Father's Day, which was just a few days after the launch, we said, wish our founder, Mike Stelzner, a happy Father's Day and try his new Parenting Adventure podcast. And there was a link to the podcast with an image. So you can see we used multiple different techniques, both before and after, with social media to get people very excited about this podcast. Another thing that I did, which was kind of unusual, if you listen to the June 13th episode of this podcast, it is a podcast that has me giving tips about, I think, Facebook Open Graph or Twitter cards for about 15 minutes. And then the rest of the podcast is actually my interview of the guest that I had for the Parenting Adventures podcast. So I did what I'll call a podcast embed. I led with a interesting topic, and then the rest of the show was actually a sample, if you will, of the Parenting Adventures podcast. In addition, after every single episode of this podcast, I have this little outro clip that I play, and I'll play it right now.
Be sure to check out Michael's other podcast, Parenting Adventures.
Dad, I'm bored.
Heard this before? If so, you're not alone.
Grab a torch and join us for Parenting Adventures as we bring fun back to the family.
Visit parentingadventures.com.
So I play that little outro clip every single episode from now on. as a way to just introduce my bigger audience, which is this show, to the other podcast. Hopefully you're beginning to see all the different things that we do. And it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. There are lots of things that we continue to do to make sure that people discover the podcast, because I know that's kind of how it works, that you can't just expect one burst of activity over a couple of weeks to give you that ride that you want all the way to the top forever. Now, you might be asking, okay, well, this is some really cool stuff. How did it work out? Well, it worked out pretty good, but it wasn't as great as I expected. Isn't it interesting? We always have high hopes when we launch anything, right? I thought for sure, to be honest with you, I was going to vault right to the top of number one in the parenting category on iTunes. But I made it up to about number four for maybe a day or two. And as of this recording, I'm not even in the top 300 in the Parenting Adventures podcast, but I am in the new and notable. And I'm in the top five or six in the new and notable. And my hope is that people will continue to discover the show. And the moral of the story is, if I didn't do any of this hard work, I probably would never show up on any of those lists. And we do have a faithful but small cadre of about 700 people listening to every episode. Now, that's not tens of thousands like this episode, but I have to have context. My Kids Adventures is really tiny compared to Social Media Examiner. And 700 people listening to me every week for 30 to 45 minutes. I mean, gosh, could you imagine going down to the local hotel and getting a room, a big room, and getting 700 people in there and talking to them every week? That's kind of what I've accomplished. And I just need to remind myself that that's a pretty good accomplishment. I know we're just getting started with the Parenting Adventures podcast. And as with anything, it is ongoing effort to constantly promote and get the word out. So in summary, if you're going to launch anything, the key to success is to leverage channels and people that you've already built strong relationships with. Everything that I did was using things that I'd already built. I'd either already built friendships or already had a nice relationship with writers for the My Kids Adventures website, or already had an email list here or email list there, a social audience here, social audience there. So it's really all about piggybacking on top of what you already have and making it very easy, frictionless, effortless for people to participate in whatever it is that you're doing. My hope is that you found a couple of tips, a couple of ideas, a little bit of inspiration for your next launch, whatever it may be, or your next milestone that you have for your company. Would you let me know if you enjoy this kind of show? I don't often get behind the microphone and share my experiences and my stories. I often instead prefer to allow others to do that and kind of extract their stories out of them. But if you like hearing from me and the little things that I discover along the way, would you let me know? Because I need that kind of feedback. Well, this brings us to the end of another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. By the way, episode 104, as I mentioned earlier, you can find the show notes at socialmediaexaminer.com/104. If there was any tools or anything that I mentioned that you missed, it's all there. Also, never miss an episode of this podcast by subscribing with whatever player that you're using. That way you can get the shows downloaded and you'll never miss this future stuff that we've got coming out. We've got great future shows that are coming. If you've been listening to the show for a while and you've not done so, and yes, I'm talking to you. If you have not done so, would you please consider giving me a rating and a review on iTunes? I know I ask for it a lot, but it really does make a difference. The reason why is because more people discover my show when I get more people to actually rate it and review it. I know it sounds crazy, but that's how it works. socialmediaexaminer.com/iTunes will take you directly to where you can do that. This brings us to the end of another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I promise to be back with you next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Be sure to check out Michael's other podcast, Parenting Adventures.
Dad, I'm bored.
Heard this before? If so, you're not alone.
Grab a torch and join us for Parenting Adventures as we bring fun back to the family.
Visit parentingadventures.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.